Hugh, I think the main thing is it's a good job we're here. Relief all round the way it's setting up for this year after, as you were mentioning earlier, the huge disappointment of last year.
Yes, I mean, everybody felt as though we'd had a death in the family. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but we felt a real sense of bereavement. And so did many of the huge numbers of supporters. The number of messages we got from members of the public who were due to come, and trade stands and sponsors, I mean, all supporting us and saying, oh, how awful for you, saying it to us. I mean, it was quite the opposite way around. But it was very heartening how much people miss badminton.
What? Thing I remember, there was even a fake Twitter account saying people were playing at the imaginary badminton. So, you know, there was ways of people trying to deal with the pain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there were quite a lot of trade stands set up in village halls all around the country trying to get shot of their stock. But anyway, here we are. It was a very difficult summer for many, many outdoor sports, of course, not just us. But now, you know, we're excited to be looking forward to this year.
But it hasn't been an easy winter. Let's be realistic. This winter has been wretched, and we're here talking to you, and the winter is trying to hang on like a nasty little animal.
The ground here, like everywhere else, was soaking wet until about a month ago, and now with these bitter east winds and cold temperatures, the grass hasn't started to grow. Luckily, the ground's in pretty good condition after all the work we've done on it over the years, so it is in good nick, but it doesn't look like it should.
And in terms of the quality of the field, I mean, I think the most exciting thing is, obviously, we've got William Foxbit trying to win the Rolex Grand Slam, but in terms of, and Michael Jung around for badminton, does give it a really interesting feel from the sporting perspective.
We've never had, the sport has never had somebody who is the reigning European, world and Olympic champion all at the same time. So that's a pretty good testimony to how good he is. And he hasn't been to badminton before. He's always wanted to come. I mean, he's always said he will come and that it was a childhood ambition of his to come. He would have come last year, but with his second best horse. So it's great for us to be able to welcome him here. And what a year to have him coming. Because although he must start favourite on all known form, not by much. And there are an awful lot of people who could win this event.
And in terms of the challenge, is the cross-country course, presumably the one thing you probably haven't had to do is redesign the course, because last year's one wasn't used.
No, absolutely. I straight away decided last year that I'd essentially use most of it. I've made a few minor tweaks to it, just to make, you know, one or two little changes, but that is quite true. This winter I haven't had to exercise myself very much, and thank goodness we weren't trying to build new fences in December and January, where the boys would have been underwater. So that's been the easiest part of this year.
And in terms of ticket sales, are people desperate to get their Mitsubishi Motors badminton fix this year?
Well, it seems like it. I must say the advance ticket sales have been very, very good again. They've actually been slightly up on last year, and I always thought last year would be huge because it was a sort of pre-Olympics. But they're actually slightly up on last year now. And, yeah, there does seem to be some enthusiasm about.
Well, we're all looking forward to that first Thursday in May and Friday in May when we can convene here. Should be fun.
Should be indeed. Let's look forward.